Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to learn today about the sugya in Sota Daf Kof Aleph, the sugya of Talmud Torah for ladies. I will just say at the beginning that this is a practical subject, but in the shir we're not going to try and attempt to get into halacha lamaisa. We're just going to look through the sugya and look through the chedushim, look for interesting points in the sugya. We're not addressing ourselves to practical questions, which any questions obviously should be asked to a competent rabbi. The Mishnah on Daf Kof Amud Alef. We're talking about the sota who has to drink the water to find out was she unfaithful to her husband. The Mishnah says, "Im yeshlos chus hoisa toilo." If the sota had a special chus, then this would mean that she might not die straight away, even though she actually was guilty. But the chus is tola that she wouldn't die straight away. Yesh chus tola shon achas, yesh chus tola beis shonim, yesh chus tola gimel shonim. Sometimes it could be 1 year, sometimes it could be 2 years, sometimes it could be 3 years that she could survive after drinking the water, even though really she was guilty. Mikan oma ben azai chayv odom lalavadis bitter Torah, shim tish to tedesh has chus tola lo. Ben azai said from here that a person is chayav, a person is obligated to teach his daughter Torah, because if she should drink and it would turn out that she didn't die straight away, she should know that the reason is because he has this chus. And it's not necessarily that she, even if she's chayav, even though she's guilty, it's not necessarily that she's going to die straight away. Then Meiri says something important here. The Meiri says that even though Ben Azai says a person is chayav, that means rotzolom royelo the lambda Torah. It seems from the Meiri that it's not exactly an obligation. It's a fitting thing. It's royelo the lambda Torah. It's fitting that a person should teach his daughter Torah. Why does the Meiri say this? Well, I think it's because Rashi brings down on Daf Kof Aleph Amud Aleph that Rashi brings down the Gemara that women are not actually chayav to learn Torah. Rashi says, "Holo mifkado," women are not commanded to learn Torah. "Dichsev ulamatem ozem espneichem velo espneisechem." The Torah says that you have to teach the Torah to your sons and not to your daughters. That's actually Gemara in Kedushin that says that. That's the source of Rashi. So this means that so when you learn the Mishnah, you could be in doubt. Ben Azai says a person is obliged to teach his daughter Torah. Does this mean that Ben Azai disagrees with the Gemara in Kedushin that you have to teach your sons, not your daughters? Maybe Ben Azai doesn't learn that drosha. So I think that's why the Meiri says that Ben Azai only says it's roilo. It's fitting that a person should teach his daughter Torah. But I think that means that he's not actually cholik on the Gemara in Kedushin. But he also learns that it's not actually a chiyuv d'oraisa. And then the Meiri also says, "She'im tishta, teida she'as chus todala." She will know that the chus can help her. "V'tishtadal b'kach," that she should try. She should make an effort. That must mean that she should make an effort to learn Torah according to Ben Azai. "V'lo yotziu laz al maim hamorim." And that way people won't speak badly about the bitter waters. They won't say that it's not effective, that it doesn't work. Sha'ap b'chashuda b'aneim harba Yehudonim says chuz tolalo. Even though people are very suspicious that she was mazana, she was unfaithful, people won't come to question the effectiveness of the sota water. They'll say no, that this this woman must have a special chuz of Torah. Okay, that's Ben Azai's shitta. Then the Mishnah goes ahead, and the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Eleza Omar, Rabbi Eleza disagrees with Ben Azai. Kol hamalavad bito Torah ki ilo lom de tiflus. Ki ilo is actually the Gerus of the Gemara later on. That anyone who teaches his daughter Torah is that's equivalent to teaching her tiflus. It's immodesty." Or the Rambam here says in the Pirush Mishnayos that it's like he's teaching her Masholim. She takes the Torah just to be stories. She doesn't have the proper appreciation of the Torah. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah between Ben Azai that you should teach a daughter Torah and Rabbi Lezer that. One shouldn't teach one's daughter Torah, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rabbi Lezer that one shouldn't teach one's daughter Torah. Rashi says on Ben Azai, Teidash is chus tovelo. How does she know that the chus can save her? Rashi says, "Tiriva tilmud b'parshas sota, shas chus tola." She will see. She'll learn when she learns the parshas sota that the chus can help her. It can help her temporarily. It won't save her entirely. It could be for 1 year. It could be for 2 years. It could be up to 3 years. The alfinan mitnitzav in Israel zera that she can be acquitted and she'll. Conceive, v'nitzah aliday schuyos. That means that she is acquitted because of certain merits that she had. Kadei zriyas zera tishachadoshim. She could live as long enough to become pregnant and have a baby. 9 months. V'yeshem remyosa. Some say more. Now, the obvious question is. Why does Ben Azai say that the father has to teach her the whole of the Torah, it would seem? All that she really needs to know is to know just about the mitzvah of Sota. That's all she needs to know. She doesn't need to learn the whole of the Torah just to know that a Sota can sometimes survive. Just before we answer that, we'll just say this very briefly. There's a couple of other pshatim. Where exactly do you see from the parsha of Sota that she might survive? The Gemara says later on Daf Kof Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara is explaining how we learn out it that it's 3 years. That on Daf Kof on the base we bring three shittas. Rabbi Shmuel says it's 12 months, but the Gemara asks that doesn't go, that nobody fits in with the Mishnah. The Gemara in the end says, "V'ashkachra da amu v'toni d'ksiv koma Hashem ashloisha kishyedim." It can sometimes be three. We learn from Nebuchadnezzar that he could survive 12 months through this course, and Rashi says, but we find another pasuk in Amos that Va'ashkech Krada Amo V'Tanu Sheni B'Harachos Man. Sometimes Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the length of time three times more than the 12 months. It could even, Kodesh Baruch Hu's mercy could even go three times longer. That would be 3 years. The Rashash points out on this Gemara that that so it really comes out that it's that what she has to learn this what the girls have to learn is not actually Torah. They actually have to learn a pasuk in Amos that it's three times more than what Nebuchadnezzar got. How come therefore the Ben Azai says a person has to learn his daughter, has to teach his daughter Torah? The Rosh Hashanah says that Novi is also, we often find that Novi is called Torah. Again, but we see that that there's a specific specific verses with the specific meaning that the daughter has to learn. The eighth Yosef and the Ein Yaakov brings down the eighth Yosef. He learns it out from a different place. That Tosfos right at the end of Daf Kof on the base, Tosfos says a different drasha. Minchas Zikaron Yesh Lo Zchus. It's a remembrance for her. This offering that she brings. That's if she has the zchus. Maskeres Avon Ein Lo Zchus. If but it reminds her of her sin if she doesn't have the zchus. So says the Eitz Yosef and the Ein Yaakov brings it down. That's what the father has to teach his daughter. He has to teach her this posuk that we learn out from there, that there's a certain is a source that can save the sota at least temporarily. Anyway, back to our original question: why does the father have to teach his daughter the whole of the Torah? It would be enough if the father just taught her these few psukim that the mafarshim bring down, and then she would realize that sometimes the sota will not die straight away as a result of drinking the water, even though she really is guilty. So what I want to say actually that it's a machlokus Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and in fact the Rambam also will agree with Tosfos that according to Rashi, Ben Azai holds that he doesn't have to teach her the whole of the Torah. He just has to teach her, he has to give her a shia in the specific parsha of Sota. That's Rashi Shita. But the Tosfos and the other Rishonim, they learn that Ben Azai says that a father has to teach his daughter everything. How do I know this? So the Tosfos on Daf Kof Aleph on the base brings down the Rishalmi. At the top of the page, the Rishalmi says Ben Azai is not like Rebbe Lezer Ben Azaria. So that means that we already have two Tanoim against Ben Azai. We have, we had in the Mishnah we had Rabbi Elazar. Now we have Rebbe Lezer Ben Azaria, and if in fact the next shitter in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, is also against Ben Azai. So we can understand why we don't pass on that Ben Azai, because we have he's in a minority. How do we know that Ben Azai is not like Rabbi Elazar in this area? Because we have the mitzvah of Hakhel, which we're going to have soon in the Daf Yomi, Daf and Daf Memalach and Madalach. We'll get there quite soon. That they used to read the whole of the Torah for Klal Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash. So it says over there that Anoshim Bo Lilmod. The men come to learn, noshim nishmoya. The ladies, they just come to hear. And so it says that nishmoya mitzvah nishmoya hanoshim kadesh yedu l'kayim mitzvah. Not lo nishim sheyedu shesfus tolah. And this means that Tosfos is saying that what do the ladies do in Hakhel? They don't actually learn. That's not their mitzvah to learn. Their mitzvah is just to hear the simple shat in the verses that the melech, that the king is reading out for the whole of Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos understood that can't be like Ben Azai, because according to Ben Azai, the ladies have to learn. Just like the men learn. It's not enough just to hear. They have to really work on it. They have to learn it seriously. So Ben Azai holds that the ladies also have to learn it properly. They have this mitzvah of learning, and there with the Hakhel, what they read the whole, most of the Sefer Dvorim, and even though it's not all relevant specifically, that's not talking about all mitzvahs necessarily that women are chayav in. But so we see from there there's a mitzvah to learn Torah, generally speaking, to learn the Torah according to Ben Azai. We have also, we'll see quickly the Gemara on Daf Kof Aleph Amud Aleph, and we'll see the Shita of the Rambam and the Meiri, and I think we'll see that they don't learn like Rashi, but they learn that there's a mitzvah. A mitzvah in general, according to Ben Azai, well, there's, the Gemara doesn't talk about Ben Azai, but there's, but the mitzvah that when women learn Torah, they have a schus for learning any Torah that they learn. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Vayesh schus tola gemushonu." So the Gemara asks, "Schus demai? What sort of merit are we talking that enables a lady to survive for up to 3 years?" So the Gemara says, "Elam is chus to Torah." If you want to say this is chus of a Torah, that's what defend. That's what protects her. Ha'ena mitzvah ve'osei. She doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah. So Rashi says, "V'kim de ena mitzvah." Because she's not commanding this, "Ein zchora gadol kol mitzvah ve'osei." She doesn't have such a great reward. And so Rashi's learning, Rashi said before, "Zchus demai megina kol kach." What merit can protect her so much? In other words, Rashi's learning that it has to be a very great merit that can save the woman. And if it's something which is not, it's a mitzvah that she's not obligated to do, that clearly cannot save her. So then the Gemara goes through the whole thing, right at the end of the Gemara. Ravina says, Ravina Omal Olam Schus Torah. We're talking about the Schus of Torah, but the Kalmus Shayna Mitzvah Osa. We asked before that can't be so powerful a merit to save her. So the Gemara says, Nahi de Pekudila Mefakta Ba'agra de Makrin Masna Benaihu Benatrin Lahula Gavraya de Osimbe Medrasha Milo Pal Gon Bahadaihu. So they're not obligated to learn Torah, but they do have a very big merit. With the reward that they make sure that their children and their go and learn Torah, and they wait for their husbands to come home, and even they go out of town to learn Torah. So for that they get a reward with us, together with us. The Rambam says something strange here, something that says a chiddush, that the Rambam says that sometimes the sota lady, she has schus of Talmud Torah, and that's what saves her. So the Rambam doesn't just say it's a schus of helping her children and her husband to learn Torah. The Rambam says it could even be the schus of learning Torah. The Rambam says that in the Pirush Mishnayos as well, the schus of Talmud Torah for the lady. Umasha Omro Yesh Lo Schus, Rotzolem is schus Torah, the schus of Torah, Ba'af Al Pisha Eina Mitzvah B'kach. Even though she's not Chayav, even so, that merit can save her. The Meiri explains it a little bit more. Well, he says that the Ella's chus shel Torah, hein she oskeh hi b'Torah, whether she herself learnt Torah, af pi she learned it even though she's not commanded to do, hein she shtadla b'limud b'nehu ba'ala, even whether she helped her children and her husband to learn Torah, both of these merits can save her. It seems the Rambam and the Meiri seem to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara says the Gemara asked at the beginning, that's not enough, that can't save her. Ravina said that it has to be something bigger, it has to be the schus of helping her children and her husband, and they are mitzvah of the osa, and therefore because she helps that greater level of learning Torah, that's why she can be saved. So how can the Rambam and the Meiri say that the schus of learning Torah itself, which is more, it seems to be less, that is also sufficient? So what I think you have to say here is that the Rambam learns like this. At the beginning, the Gemara thought that a woman's Torah doesn't really have an importance. What she learns. When the Gemara said at the end that she has a chelik in her children and her husband's Torah, that means that why did Ravina say that? Ravina gave those examples of the husband and the children because that's the chief role of the Jewish woman in Torah, to help her children and her husband. But once we know that she has this part in the Torah, then it follows that any other part of the Torah is also something which is valid, something which is also safer. Once we know that she has a part in the Torah of her husband, so we know that she does have this connection with Torah, and so that even the Torah that she learned herself, even though it's actually less important than helping the husband and the children, but that can also save her. Now we'll want to take a look at the Achronim a bit. We have here a Shagas Arya and a Beis Halevi, which I think we can now understand a bit more about this, the whole concept of what the woman's role in Torah is. The Beis Halevi, it's Chelek Aleph Siman Vov, so he brings down a Shagas Arya, who says that, who wants to say that a woman has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Just as the Torah says, a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, so it's not only for men, says the Shagas Arya, it's also for women. One of the Shagas Arya's arguments is that a woman is obligated, even though she's exempt from learning Torah in general, but she's obligated to learn the mitzvahs which she needs to know practically speaking, the mitzvahs that she's obligated for. So she also has to learn the halachos for those mitzvahs. So the Shagas Arya says that, you see from there, that a woman has a part in learning Torah, because she has to learn part of the Torah, at least she has to learn. The Beis Halevi asks very strongly on the Shagas Arya, that the Beis Halevi argues it's against our Gemara. The Gemara says that it can't be that the schus that she learns Torah, that's enough to save her. And it's only at the end, Ravina says she helps her husband and the children, but the actual learning of Torah, that's not sufficient. The Beis Halevi says the Gemara didn't hear at any point mention that because she learns the mitzvahs that she's obligated in, she has that chiyuv, so she also has that schus of Torah. The Gemara didn't find that schus, so the Beis Halevi says, Elavada the gambo mitzvah shenogis kohen, ein behem mitzvah talmud Torah klal. The Beis Halevi says even though the poskim do say that a woman is obliged to learn the mitzvahs which are relevant to her, but it's not, says the Beis Halevi, that's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all. So therefore, the Beis Halevi says that a woman has no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. But now that we've seen the Rambam and the Meiri, we see that there's another way of looking. The Rambam and the Meiri can be a proof, a support for the Shagas Arya. Because the Rambam and the Meiri said at the end of the Gemara, there is a schus of Torah. They do have Torah. So Auntie, the Beis HaLevi asks quite a few questions. Another question is, he brings down the Morgan Avron. How are women able to say in benching, in the second bracha of benching, Al Teros Hashilim Atonim? Because women are exempt from learning Torah. How can women say the second bracha? The Morgan Avram says at the end that no. Because at the end we have a halacha that ladies have to make the Birkas of Torah in the morning. Why? So the Rishonim give a reason over there, because they are obligated to learn their mitzvahs. So says the Morgan Avram, so if so, why shouldn't they say Al Teros Hashilim Antonim? Because Hashem taught them their Torah, their mitzvahs, their halachas, that they have to know, that they have to practice, put into practice. The Beis HaLevi says that we see from the Gemara that they don't have any. It's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's just something. The Beis HaLevi understands that they have to have the practical knowledge of what to do, but it's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But now we've seen that the Rambam, according to Rambam and the Meiri, no, there is a mitzvah of Torah for the mitzvahs, they do have a part in Torah. So therefore, according to Rambam, when Ravina says that they help their husbands and their children, so the Rambam and the Meiri add on that they also, even if they learn Torah, we could also put in here that the Torah that they learn, because they're chayav to learn their mitzvahs. But again, Ravina, he didn't say that, because Ravina said that their chief mitzvah, their principal mitzvah, is to help their husband and children. But there are other facets of the mitzvah that women have a part in. I'll just say very quickly, this is another interesting raya from there's a Beis Yosef in there's a halacha, if somebody is present when somebody is nifta, so do they rend their garments, do they do kriya? So the question is, does one do kriya when one is present when a lady is nifta? So the Beis Yosef, it's in Yoridea Simon Shin Mem, the Beis Yosef mentions a medrash that yes, you do that. Why do you do kriya? Because it's like, you see, when somebody dies, it's like a sefer Torah is burnt or torn, and so the medrash says that there's no person, no Jew who doesn't have mitzvahs and doesn't have Torah. Says the Beis Yosef, for this reason also, you do kriya for a lady, because she also has to learn the Torah of the mitzvah that she is obligated. So you see from the Beis Yosef says that a lady is a b'Torah, she does have this mitzvah of Torah. Again, the Beis Yosef seems to be a proof to the Shagas Arya. So what I want to say at this point is that, in a similar way that we see that the Rambam and the Meiri say, even according to us, that that a woman doesn't, that we don't pass from like Ben Azai, that a person isn't obliged to teach his daughter to Torah. But even so, if a woman who does learn does have the schus of Torah, so according to Ben Azai, he takes it a bit further, and Ben Azai learns that a woman has a total schus, a total merit, and therefore, according to, we saw the Tosfos, that it's mashma that a woman has to learn more than just the parsha of Sota. And also according to the, you can say according to the other Rishonim, Rambam Nemeri, that according to Ben Azai, a woman, that the father has a mitzvah to teach his daughter the whole of the Torah. We don't pass on like Ben Azai, but that's Ben Azai's opinion, that a father has a mitzvah to teach his daughter the entire Torah. Let's now go on to another well-known Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Dalad Omid Beis. There, the Gemara talks about the time of Chizkiah, the King Chizkiah, Chizkiah Melech. He was a very big tzaddik, and there was a tremendous flourishing of Torah learning in his times. And the Gemara says that they checked from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, the whole of Eretz Israel, and they couldn't find any man or woman, any young boy, young girl, who weren't boki, weren't expert in the whole the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. So the question is asked, how come these ladies and even the young girls, they knew all of the Torah, they knew Tumah V'Tahara, which nowadays you know, even adult men, it's not so many are so expert. In those days, it was halacha l'maaseh. They ate the pure food. So this question is asked by the Maharil in Tshuvas in Simen Kuf Sadites. The Maharil, he holds that there isn't actually a mitzvah for women to learn the halachas which are relevant to them. So he asks, if so, how come in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, how come they all knew all the halachas? So he seems to give two answers to this. The first answer is that they saw their fathers, they saw what the men did, and the men were very expert. That was Chizkiyahu HaMelech's schus, that he was marbit Torah, that everyone was knew the halachas very, very well. And because the fathers and all the menfolk, they knew the halachas very well, so the ladies also, they paid attention, and they also knew. And if they had a question, they'd go and ask the rav what the halacha is, and there were lots of people that knew. So that's how they were experts. They didn't actually learn. The Maharil holds that they weren't allowed to learn even things which were relevant for them, but they learnt it from seeing what went on around them. That's one answer. Then at the end he says, "Inami shall pi avihem osu." The fathers taught them, but tzorich loma da avihem sovru kuben azai. So the Maharil is saying a big chiddush that there were people in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech that they passed on like Ben Azai. We don't pass on like that now, but there were their fathers taught them like Ben Azai. So this also, I think, this is also proof that Ben Azai holds that you have to teach the daughter the whole of the Torah, because you see then that they knew the whole of the Torah, not just the Parsha Sota, not just Sota, they knew everything. I had an interesting, just to say a quick ha'ora, the daf kof from the base. The Gemara says the reason on kof aleph from the base. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that you're not allowed to teach your daughter Torah? Because the ani chochma shechanti omer kim shenichnasa chochma ba'odem nichnasa imo amurmis. That if somebody gets wise, he also becomes too sophisticated, and this can have a negative effect on a woman. Then the Gemara asks, v'rabbonon hai ani chochma avdilei. What do the rabbonon do with that pasuk? There's a Birka Yosef in Yerudeh Simon Reishman Vov Sif Kotten Zayin. The Birka Yosef says we don't pass Kenak Ben Azan. But he asks a question on himself. The Gemara says the Gemara calls Ben Azan Rabbonon. Rabbonon suggests that it's a plural. It's not just a Dash Yoch. It is not just on his Ben Azan, not just on his own. The Gemara, it seems that Ben Azai has colleagues. I think the Birka Yosef says it. I think he says it's lav davka. It's lav davka Rabbonon, because we actually have, as we said before, we have Rabbi Elazar and Ben Azariah is against, and we have Rabbi Elazar and we have Rabbi Yeshua. But what I want to say now, that possibly according to the Shuvas Maharil, we saw that in the time of Chizkiyahu and Melech, there were also people then that Paskin like Ben Azai. So in other words, Ben Azai wasn't the first one to say that a person is hard to teach his daughter Torah. Even in the time of Chizkiyahu and Melech, there were people who said like that. So maybe that's why the Mimra says Rabbonon, because there are other opinions like that. There's another interesting thing here in the Ein Yaakov. He quotes a Ion Yaakov, The Ion Yaakov says that Ben Azai is consistent with his opinion, which is brought in Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. And in fact, we have this in Rashi near the end of Maseches Sota. The Mishnah says on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Mishameis Ben Azai Botlo Hashaktonim. When after Ben Azai died, there were no the diligent Torah students seized. It wasn't the same anymore. Rashi says that they shoked in Al Dalta's base of Medrash Halav Yom, they learned in the base of Medrash day and night. Ben Azai said over there in Yevamos that anyone who doesn't get married, doesn't have children for Avu, he's like a murderer. It's Shofech Domim. So they said to Ben Azai, it's all very nice, but you yourself have not got married. If you're so terrible not to have children, what about you? So Ben Azai said, you're right, but what can I do? I have a special desire for Torah, a special craving which no one else has. Rashi says that the world will survive through other people getting married and having children. Ben Azai was something very, very special. They had this special love for Torah. He, Paskins for himself, he held that he was did not have to get married. So the Ian Yaakov says an interesting thing, that just like Ben Azai says that a person has to teach his daughter Torah, so Ben Azai also says that Ben Azai didn't get married because of his tremendous love for Torah. The question is, what's the connection between the two things? It's true that Ben Azai says the two things, that two famous statements of Ben Azai. What exactly is the connection between these two concepts? So I think that from what we've seen from the Rambam and from the Meiri, that we saw that there's a special merit, a special source of Torah, and that was Ben Azai had a very, very special appreciation of that. With him, it was a personal thing that he so much loved Torah that it wasn't possible for him to get married. And in a similar way, I think that Ben Azai is saying that this tremendous chus, tremendous merit of Torah, even though, as we said, a person is not actually obligated to teach his daughter Torah, but because the Torah is such a great thing, so Ben Azai says that it's fitting, it's roi, like the Meiri says, that a person should teach his daughter Torah. It's such a tremendous merit that it's not right not to teach his daughter Torah, according to Ben Azai. So that's the common fact between Ben Azai, that this, in other words, Ben, what we really see from here is that Ben Azai is a very, very high madrega, which maybe very few other people were on that madrega. That he had such a madrega, he himself didn't even get married because of devote himself only to Torah, and he also held that it's worth teaching one's daughter Torah to give her that tremendous merit. And then if it would happen that she has a Yetzirah, she is unfaithful, well, there is going to be that schus, that schus is going to help her, and people will see that's something special, that can some special schus of Torah. That's Ben Azai's special opinion. There's the Sefer Chassidim also asks the question from the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. How come the ladies also were expert in Torah, in the Torahs? So he actually gives a different answer. And the Sefer Chassidim says that because in those days they kept the halachas of Torah, therefore again this was a mitzvah that ladies are chayavin, therefore there's a mitzvah to teach them. Therefore they are chayav. That's, as we saw before, this is the reason we paskin that ladies make birchas of Torah in the morning, because they have to learn the halachas which are relevant for them. Says the Sefer Chassidim, in those days, the Sefer Chassidim says, Yodu afilu taras v'kodshim. In those days, they knew because kodshim, they also had the Beis HaMikdash. The ladies could also, I suppose they could eat korbanos. There were lots of halachas that ladies also knew. So these were things which were relevant for them. So they learned it. And the Sefer Chassidim also says that when we say that, when Rabbi Elazar says in our Mishnah that if you teach your daughter Torah, it's like teaching a tiflis, Zehu Omek Talmud, the Tamei HaMitzvah. This is going into the Talmud in depth. and the reason for the mitzvah, the Sodei HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, that's what you shouldn't teach your daughter. But things which are relevant, practical things, says the Sefer Chassidim, that you should teach that one should teach one's daughter. In fact, I just, there's an interesting thing I found once. This is not really so nogea, but it's just an interesting little piece of knowledge. We have on Kedushin Daf Nun Vov Omud Aleph, Gemara is talking about whether Gemara says Ishu Yodash Ein Moros Maisa Shein Mishalin Al Yodo. The old lady knows about the dinim of Maisa Sheini. So the Tosfos Ri HaZaken says that here we hold whole Kosova hold Ishu Shiyaches Nami of Maisa Sheini Yodas Kol Dinim, that the lady knows all the dinim of Maisa Sheini. And he also says that the Mishnah in Kedushin Masnis and Airi the Isha Shalonda Maisa Sheini called dinner. It's talking about a lady who learned all the halachas of Maisa Sheini. So we see that examples of how there were ladies who were very expert in the halachas. But again, this is the halachas which are relevant for them in practical purposes, not in not the depth of all the sforas, as the Sefer Chassidim says.